My name is Victor Chen. I am the director for African Youth Initiative Network. I am from Uganda. If I may, I can share with you one experience. Among many international interventions that we have done within the continent and in the region, were the group of militia youth groups in South Sudan. When they approached me and then they told me that, we identify with your story. We are the militia youth groups. We are in the bush. We are fighting. We want to meet with you because we want to tell you something. It was the most difficult decision to make when I was invited by militia youth groups in the middle of the jungle. I decided to go. I went. I met with this group of young people, the leaders, harmed as they were. They expressed their concern. They asked me, we want to know, how did you not fight even when you had all the reasons to fight? Because we are going through that dilemma. We have no choice but to fight. But tell us, how did you not fight, even when you had all the reasons to fight? When I asked them, why me? And then they said, we are asking you because you live like we are living now. We identify with you. And then I remember telling them, I said, you know what? It was the most difficult situation, a difficult choice to make. Why not to fight? Yet I had all the reasons to fight. But when I told them, because you trusted me to talk to me, I have also trusted you to come, but nothing will be more tragic than the feeling that I'll lose you because you'll remain in the battlefield fighting. I know you are killing people in order for survival. People are looking for you to be killed, but how long can this go on? And I told them, you have an opportunity to dialogue like we are dialoguing, but also to walk away from the battlefield and join the rest of your brothers and sisters who are living in Uganda as refugees. A move that was difficult, but it yielded the results at the end of the day after we engaged in several discussions. And close to 2,000 militia youth groups from South Sudan came out of the bush under our small move, the behind-the-scene dialogue. That has helped. We are grateful because that move has saved so many people from being killed, many women from being raped, many communities from being destroyed. And this is what we feel like. Until we engage the fighters, the young people, those whom we regard them as violent extremists, if we don't listen to their stories, they will never understand. You will never understand how to better address their concern. But we open our space, open our doors, open our heart, and engage even the so-called rebel. For us to have sustainable peace, we need to go beyond the enemy lines.